Today we continue our new series, The Listening Project. The past couple of weeks, we've heard individuals talk about their personal experience with racial and social inequality. Back in November, Carbondale Community Arts held a 50th anniversary commemoration of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. As part of the program, they hosted a Race Card Project installment. The Race Card Project is a national initiative that asks people to talk about their experience with race in 6 words. Some of the participants shared their words with us. Today, we hear from Gary Kolb of Carbondale.
My 6 words: race, never far from life itself. And I think, when I grew up in the 1950s and 1960s in Cleveland, Ohio, or actually one of the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio, I should say, race and racism were always lingering right below the surface, all sorts of issues related to that. And I think probably, most kids that grew up in white families in that time could probably say the same things, that, if they didn't experience racism overtly, they certainly experienced it covertly and understood very well what it was. I had 2 stories that I wanted to relay. When I was a very little guy, my grandfather lived with us, and every day from about the age of 2 to the age of 5, really when I went to kindergarten, every afternoon I would sit on the arm of his chair and he would read to me. He was not able to walk. He was not very mobile, had terrible arthritis and other injuries. But he would read to me and tell me stories. And my grandfather was, his mother, so my great-grandmother, was a Mohawk Indian from upstate New York. And so my grandfather would tell me stories about her and his memories of her and growing up with her. And so I grew up being very proud of this heritage that that my grandmother was an Indian. And to me, that was very romantic. And I think probably especially as a little kid, when in the era of cowboy and Indian shows on television and everything, but I was really proud that I had that background and of who my grandmother was, my great-grandmother. Well, I went to school. I went to Catholic school, and I can remember in first grade, I was maybe 6 years old. I remember, and I don't know how the conversation came about, but I remember talking to one of the nuns in school, and I remember saying to her that my great-grandmother was an Indian. And she looked at me, and she said, "Oh, that's really too bad. She can never go to heaven, you know." And that was the day I stopped being a Catholic. I remember thinking to myself, if that's what this religion is all about, if that's what the concept of heaven is, and they won't let my great-grandmother in, I don't want any part of it. And I've felt that way ever since. So that was one of the experiences I had that I think was somehow formative for me, just as my grandfather was formative for me in my early years. Later in life, when I was a teenager, I went to work for the company that my aunt owned. It was a company in Cleveland, Ohio, and it was a family business that she and her husband had started, and he died, and she took it over. My brother worked there, my cousins worked there, eventually I worked there. And I at first worked in the factory, and I was 13 or so, 14 when I started. I remember often, we were located in a predominantly black neighborhood in Cleveland. And I remember often thinking how odd it was that there were no black people working at the company. And I knew my aunt had racist tendencies. As a matter of fact, she was probably the most overt racist in the family in many respects. Well, eventually I was transferred from working in the factory to working in the office when I was about 16 years old. And I was at the front reception desk, and there was a little window that people would come up to, walk in off the street and come up to, and we often had people come up asking for job applications, especially young people in the summers, but people all year round would come up and ask for job applications at the window. And I remember my first week on the job, I took a job application. I gave the person an application to fill out, and they filled it out, and they handed it to me. This happened to be a young black man. And after they left, I was putting the application in the file, and my aunt came up to me and said, "Oh, this is what we do with these applications." And she put a small B in the upper right-hand corner of the application. And that's why no black people ever worked at that company, because if you had a B on your application, it meant that you were a black person who had filled that application out. And those applications were simply never considered, never looked at. Well, by that time, I was pretty well disgusted with the racist attitudes of a lot of my family. And so I started doing my little interventionary activity, which was that I put a little B in the top of every application a white person filled out, and nothing on the applications the black people filled out, and I filed them appropriately. So, you know, those are just two stories from my growing up. I could probably think of a dozen others where, you know, the issues of race have always lurked right below the surface, and it's so pervasive in our society as a whole that, you know, to this day, I think those issues are things that we don't talk about enough, that we don't confront enough, that we don't settle in ourselves enough. And I think that that dialogue needs to occur more frequently.
That's Gary Kolb. He's the president of the board of directors for Carbondale Community Arts and emeritus dean of SIU Carbondale's School of Mass Communication and Media Arts. His story was recorded on November 8, 2014, during the Carbondale Community Arts University commemoration of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. WSIU's The Listening Project is a community engagement initiative that chronicles the stories, experiences, and history of the people who call this region home.